Roisin Mulligan from SEAI, welcome. Thanks a million for joining us on Housewarming.
And
you're welcome. And Orlenny Cullimon, welcome. You're from SBCI.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on Housewarming to chat to us all about finances and loans, because a home energy upgrade isn't cheap, and that's been a barrier that has been preventing people or maybe slowing them down in getting these energy upgrades. So new loans have been introduced. They're brand new loans have been introduced in the past few months. Roisin Mulligan from SEAI, you're here to tell us all about those loans. Tell us about them. What are they?
Okay, so the Home Energy Upgrade Loan Scheme is really about combining the existing SEAI grant supports that are out there with low-cost government-backed loans in order to make energy upgrades more accessible and more affordable. As you mentioned, the research that we have has told us repeatedly that cost and affordability are coming up as the key barriers towards people. So people want to upgrade their homes. They want to make them warmer and healthier places to be. But that upfront cost is repeatedly coming up as a barrier. So the loans are really about, helping those who consider the upgrades to be too expensive or who don't have savings there to put towards that upfront cost, and helping those homeowners to spread the cost over a period of time.
Okay, cool. Because a lot of people want to save money in the long run by carrying out these home energy upgrades, but it's the upfront cost that's the barrier. So these loans are there to bridge that gap.
They really are, yeah. And so they work hand in hand with our one-stop shop service. And that's regardless of whether or not you're doing that kind of comprehensive big job upgrade where you're doing multiple energy upgrades, like you might be doing your attic and your wall and installing a heat pump and solar panels all in one go. But it's also suitable for those who are doing maybe one or two upgrades. You might be doing your attic and your cavity, or your attic and your internal dry lining, for instance. And it, as I said, it works hand in hand with the one-stop shop service. And critically, they make the whole process hassle-free by handling the grant paperwork. But importantly, from a financial point of view, they deduct the grant from the upfront cost. So you only need to pay the grant, the cost net of the grant. And you can use the loan in order to finance that net of grant cost.
Okay, so it's really making these loans super, super accessible. And actually, sometimes I might not even have to hand over any cash to get this work going.
That's it. I mean, that's up to the individual homeowner's preferences. They might want to put some money towards it, and they might have some savings to put towards it. But, just taking an example. So somebody wants to do their attic insulation. They want to do, let's say, internal dry lining. So the median cost of those two measures plus a BER certificate carried out after the works is in the region of €6,000, let's say, for an end of terrace house. If you take that €6,000 and you put it over a 5-year period with one of these government backed very cheap loans, the repayments on those start from €108 per month. And then when you combine that, let's say, with well insulated walls, can reduce your energy bills by up to €600 in a year. So that makes those payments even more manageable. And once your loan is paid off, then you get the full benefit of those savings.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, well, let's get into the ins and outs of these loans then. Orlenny Cullimon, you're from SBCI.
Yeah.
Tell us about SBCI and what it does and who you are.
Sure. So the SBCI stands for the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. It is a government-owned body that specialises in structuring loan schemes for mainly SMEs, but also the consumer market. So essentially, we work alongside lenders in the market, and we facilitate lower cost funding to the wider public. So the consumer market and the small business market in Ireland. This loan scheme is specifically focused on the consumer market. We work with SEAI in respect to this loan scheme, and we are supported by a guarantee from the EU.
So tell us, what are the main features of these new low-cost loans?
So in terms of loan amounts, they vary from 5k up to 75k. And the loan term is from 1 year up to 10 years, which is slightly greater than the average product out there on the market. The real benefit of these loans is that lower interest rate. So given the way they're structured and the backing from EU funding, the loans can be offered at a discount rate of 2% versus market rates. So they would be quite on par with, say, mortgage rates in the market. Also, it is quite a positive that the works don't need to be ongoing. So you could draw down on the loan before the works have even commenced. So, for instance, you could use that loan amount to actually pay for a deposit or secure a contract with a contractor. So, that's kind of the key features.
Okay, so if I went to the credit union loan because I wanted to do a few home energy upgrades around the house, the interest rate is going to be much higher than this loan.
Potentially. So what I would say is interest rates vary across different providers within the market. So there are green loans out there. There are personal loans that can be used for investment in green, for green purposes. But typically, absolutely. And the reason there is that discount is because of that guarantee piece. The way the loan scheme is structured is there is a guarantee that allows for a 2% interest rate discount that we can then apply to the market. So that's the reasoning behind that.
Okay, so it is generally cheaper for people to use this loan as opposed to getting a personal loan or a credit union loan. You can often say that this is the better
deal. Absolutely. And typically the average rate is around 2.99%. But again, that varies across the funders that deploy the scheme.
Okay, and who is eligible for these loans?
Sure. So first and foremost, you need to be a resident in Ireland. You need to be a homeowner. You need to also be eligible for an SEAI grant. So that is a really, really important piece, as Roisin said, because these loans go hand in hand with the grants. So you must ensure that the overall project, that 75% of the costs go towards energy upgrades. So that is after the grant is taken away. So that is a really, really important piece. And also as part of the overall funding piece or the contract, that there is a 20% uplift in terms of the building energy rating or BER.
Okay, so I can use these funds for maybe fixing up a few walls, plastering them and doing a few other bits that might complement these upgrades.
Yeah, exactly. So that is a really good point. So there is a 25% piece there within the loan amount that could go towards ancillary works. For instance, redecorating or fixtures and fittings related to the project costs.
Okay,
and that
so
is
like
important.
Getting the house painted, maybe a few new kitchen cabinets or a new toilet or sink or shower, something like that.
Yes, exactly. If
okay.
It's linked with the project.
This is very good news for homeowners.
I know, exactly. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
It is.
I thought it was literally just like the upgrades and that was it. That's all you could do. But the fact that you can integrate the redecorating and the design aspect is brilliant and would be really appealing for people. So, okay, I know you said it was 5K to 75K. So that's a small job versus a massive big renovation. Is there a minimum amount of works that needs to be carried out to qualify for these loans?
Well, what you have to consider is that loan amount. So as we were kind of saying, you know, if you get a project costed and you get available grants. So going back to a very simple example, say you have a project of 10K and you get grants of 5K, you know that there's 5K there that perhaps you want financing towards. So you need to bear in mind that minimum loan amount. Whilst the scheme structure doesn't explicitly say one measure, one single measure may not equate to the value of that minimum loan amount.
Okay.
So that is important to bear in mind.
I might just jump in there.
Yeah,
what,
of course.
Certainly what we have found there is there are certain measures like installing a heat pump, which are going to have a really big impact on your BER and could bring you up a number of points on the BER scale. And they're likely to meet the threshold. There are other measures like, you know, maybe just doing your attic on its own might not meet the threshold. The really important message here is that if you get in touch with one of the SEAI registered one-stop shops, they will help you to plan the upgrade. If you don't have a BER certificate on your home, they can arrange arrange a BER certificate for you, which you will need in order to apply for the loan. But they can also tell you whether or not the upgrades that you want to carry out on your home will qualify for the loan. So they can do all the calculations. They can help you with the SEAI grants. They can give you the paperwork to apply for the loan. So they'll give you what's called a home energy summary report. And that's just a summary of what your planned upgrades are. So they really take the hassle out of this. And that's why the scheme has been worked so that it really fits in well with the existing supports that are there to make the whole experience hassle-free and much more affordable.
Okay, that's fantastic. So if I want to do some jobs on my house, like a big, big renovation, possibly an extension, and obviously integrating and taking home energy upgrades into that, I know some people release equity or remortgage their homes. Why is there a benefit to doing this loan as opposed to maybe releasing equity and remortgaging and things like that? Can you explain what might be the benefits to this, Orla?
Yeah, of course. So I suppose first and foremost, with this loan type, you do not require to provide security. So you don't need to use your home as security or even provide a personal guarantee. And that is extremely appealing for anyone, any homeowner, any consumer. So that is a real, real positive. Secondly, as I said before, it goes out 10 years. Now, an equity release or remortgaging is typically longer term and is more expensive form of financing. So the interest rate is going to be higher for an equity release or remortgaging versus these very, very low rates that you can get through this loan scheme. You also need to consider the flexibility that you can actually apply a grant alongside this. You don't have that flexibility in terms of financing with an equity release or remortgaging. So to me, they're the greatest benefits, really. It's that low-cost flexibility piece, yeah.
Okay, that's amazing, because I always was of the opinion that to do a big job on your house when you have no savings, you just have to put it against the value of your home. But this is an amazing option to know that you can access a low-interest loan without having to risk anything else or release equity that you might need later down the line.
No, I agree. And the amount of friends, family I've spoke to around this, and they're going, this is fantastic.
It almost sounds too good to be true.
I know, I know. And they're going, wow, and I can get this grant and this local loan, spread out the repayments. Yeah, it's a no-brainer, really.
And then once the work is done, their energy bills are going to be lower. So in the long run, this is just a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, cozier home when the rain's outside and it's cold. And
fantastic.
Yeah, so it's great, yeah.
So maybe let's go through a few hypotheticals, Roisin, because I know people are trying to get their heads around it, but they can't figure out, okay, listen, I have this amount, I need this done. Let's talk about that. So say for someone who wants to get attic insulation, cavity walls pumped and maybe dry lining, the work is going to cost around €6,000. Talk me through that option and then we might go into bigger jobs then.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the first thing to say is that you might be pleasantly surprised by what the actual cost is of those really basic upgrades. So the SEAI grants for attic and for cavity wall are really, really high. So they're covering anywhere between 70 and 80% of the cost of those upgrades. So actually, if you look at, you know, maybe cavity wall insulation, which is you know, a really a no-brainer if your house has cavity walls, so that's where there's a gap in the middle and it can be pumped with insulation material. The median cost, so that's the middle cost, middle of the road cost, net of the grant, so after the grant has been taken into account, in the first 6 months of 2025 was between €300 and €600, depending on the house type. And similarly for attic insulation, the net cost for, you know, those kind of middle of the road upgrades was anywhere between €800 and €1,000 net of the grant. So actually, if you're talking about just doing your cavity and just doing your attic, you're probably talking about less than €1,500. So you may not even need a loan. And that's really a good place to start, is see if those types of upgrades are suitable for your home and see what the price is. I think you will be pleasantly surprised.
So I'm just paying €1,500
net of the grant.
Okay, so that's taking away the grants. I'm just paying €1,500 to make my home way warmer than it already is and bringing down the cost of my bill. So maybe it'll actually end up paying for itself.
It will definitely pay for itself within a matter of years. I mean, you can save up to 25% of your bills each year just by having really well insulated walls and an attic. And in the case of those walls that have that cavity already, it can be really cost effective. But not everybody has those really simple cases. So again, let's look at ones where somebody maybe doesn't have that straightforward case of attic and cavity insulation, and they might have solid walls that maybe you need to do dry lining, which can be a little bit more expensive. So let's take a case, and I think in this case it's a detached home. The costs are based on a detached home. You're talking attic insulation and an internal dry lining. So the cost after the grant, and this is, let's say you're using a one-stop shop, so you don't need to worry about that pre-grant cost. So the cost that you have to pay upfront is in around 6,000 euros. So that's great. If you have 6,000 euros to invest in your home, super. If you don't have it, let's say you don't want to pay any upfront cost on this, but you want to get the benefits straight away, you can take out a home energy upgrade loan of 6,000 euros and spread the cost over a 5-year period. You're looking there at repayments of in and around 108 euros per month based on the lowest cost loan. And there's a really good tool, by the way, on the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. I always get it confused. The CCPC, Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, have a really good loan calculator. And you can type in however much you want to borrow and the amount of time that you want to borrow for. And these various options of the government-backed loans will actually come up on that list of the loan options. So you can check out the lowest price. For this example, putting in the 6,000 euro cost over a 5-year period, you get those repayments starting at, from as low as 108 euros per month to significantly reduce your energy bills. And it's definitely going to significantly improve your comfort in your home.
And increase the resale cost of your home. Because if I'm paying 108 euro a month for 5 years, and then after that 5 years want to sell my house, the price will increase hugely if the BER is higher up in the scale. Because I know that's something that people who are buying a home, they're really interested in looking at that BER. And when homes are being advertised on DAFT, that's one of the main things on the page is the BER. So the higher the BER, the more expensive your home will be to sell or to buy a home. So that's fantastic.
Definitely. And we're actually working to review that research at the moment and to see what difference the BER does make. But the previous research that was done, which was from 2015, showed that for every 1 point increase on the 15-point BER scale, there was a 1% increase in the value of your home. And it remains to be seen whether that has grown over recent years or remains the same. But there is definitely an improved resale value. So really, you're reaping the benefits on a whole range of different factors there.
Okay, and let's talk about a big job, maybe an extension or, you know, a complete renovation. If you've bought a really, really old home with a very low BER and we're talking a couple of grand, a couple of hundred grand possibly, what are the options there with these low-cost loans, Roisin?
Yeah, so I mean, just taking the energy upgrade piece, because I think with the costs of the various other renovation measures and extensions, etc., it's how long is a piece of string and different people have different budgets. But let's just take the energy upgrade piece to start with. So looking again at the costs of those kind of comprehensive energy upgrades that were completed in the first half of 2025, taking just as an example, an end of terrace house, the median cost of those complete energy upgrades was just under 60,000 euros for an end of terrace home. Then you get a whole range of different grants. And again, the median grants were in the region of 21,700. So the net cost there is just in the region of 37,000 euros. OK, so that's a significant investment in your home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people, let's face it, don't have that kind of cash hanging around the house. So, you know, but so having said that, that includes a whole range of measures, right? And it's bringing, you know, the typical upgrades for that €37,000 cost. Typical upgrades, we're bringing homes from a D2 BER right up to an A2. So you are getting the bells and whistles. You know, your typical upgrades are wall and ceiling insulation, your heat pump, your solar panels, ventilation. This is the whole works. And this is resulting in a really, really efficient home at the end of it. But I suppose the advantage here, bringing in the home energy upgrade loan scheme, and again, using that tool from the CCPC, if you take the lowest cost loan under the home energy upgrade loan scheme, you can finance that over a 10-year period for €360 a month. Now, again, this is a substantial cost, but you do reap the benefits. You get lower energy bills, you get a higher property value, you get a much more comfortable home, and you get lower electricity bills with those solar panels as well. It's a long-term investment in your home. Mm-hmm. It's still a substantial commitment, but it makes it much more achievable for people who don't have a huge amount of cash to put into this.
Are these loans the same for everyone? Is it means tested? Are there different interest rates for different people, or is it the same for everyone?
That's a really good question. There isn't a differentiated rate depending on your income. And similarly with the SEAI grants, they are fixed grants. However, I think it's important to mention here our fully funded, SEAI's fully funded Warmer Home Scheme. So this is an anti-energy poverty measure. It's directed at people who are in receipt of certain social welfare payments, for example, the fuel allowance and the carer's allowance. So those who are really at risk of energy poverty and wouldn't really be able to take out loans in order to fund their energy upgrades, it's worth just checking whether you're eligible for the Warmer Home Scheme. You can get in touch with SEAI through our website or phone lines.
And just to be clear on that, Roisin, that means that you don't pay for this home energy upgrade, that SEAI pays for this. So you will get SEAI to come in, do a full retrofit energy upgrade on your house, and you don't have to put your hand in your pocket.
Absolutely.
And these are people who are in receipt of certain social welfare payments, and they can check whether they're eligible on the website.
Yeah, so there's seven qualifying social welfare entitlements. And if you receive one of those social welfare payments, then SEAI will come and we will assess your home and we will upgrade your home completely free of charge.
Okay, fantastic. And Orla, more and more providers are offering these loans. Tell us where we can get these loans and how people will find them. It's in several banks and credit unions.
Yeah, so since inception last year, it has grown in terms of popularity and in terms of the number of lenders. So at present, there's 11 lenders in the market. That being the three pillar banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland, PTSB. We also have Avant Money deploying the product and seven credit unions. So there is a vast amount of funders out there and that is growing.
That's amazing. So if I go to one of these banks to say I want to do work on my home, possibly an extension, would they be able to advise me instead of releasing equity to maybe take out one of these loans instead?
Yes. So now, typically, the way the process works is it's kind of a two-step process that I might just summarise very quickly.
Yeah, please do.
So step one really is the homeowner is better placed to actually approach an SEI registered one-stop shop or community project coordinator, because they will advise on the project and prepare what is called a one-pager report called a home energy summary report. This goes side by side with your BOR report and it summarises the project costs and captures the grants that are available. With that one pager, the homeowner can then go to the lender and say, here you go, I'm looking for this project. I've gone through the SEI registered one-stop shop and this is the finance I require. So that piece of paper is very important. Also as well, what is good for the homeowner to know is they can shop around. So there are those 11 funders within the market. They don't need to go to their own bank who they have their mortgage with. They can shop around to get the best rate. With that piece of paper, they can go off and assess what's out there in the market in terms of rates. Yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. I have another hypothetical for you, Orla. So for a homeowner who wants to do a big job, but a home energy upgrade isn't front of mind, they want to do an extension on their house. You know, they want to make their kitchen bigger. They want to make it open plan. And the first thought that comes to mind would be, OK, I need to take out a personal loan or remortgage my home. Could those people go to a one-stop shop and say, hi, I want to extend my kitchen. Will you do that for me? And then also taking into account all these home energy upgrades that I want to benefit from.
Yeah, so that can tie into the overall project. But I suppose what you need to bear in mind as the homeowner, this loan is specifically towards those energy upgrade piece. The other piece where it's, if you like, maybe more aesthetics or the extension piece, that probably will require another loan if the homeowner isn't using their own funds or savings. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So they can combine it with other loans as well.
You could package it. It depends how you want to do it. Of course, there is that credit policy piece on the other side with the funders that you have to bear in mind. But absolutely, a loan can be packaged, structured in whatever way. Yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. So it's kind of piecing a puzzle together to get your home to the best possible, you know, super energy efficient, looks good, warm and cozy, and just, you know, a real investment in your future.
Yeah, like what I'd say is it's not one size fits all. Different people have different requirements in terms of what they want to do with their home. And like that, as Roisin said, you know, how much financial capacity do they have to do that? So I think it's around actually saying to the homeowner, you could do as much or as little as you want to do. You could go step by step. You could do a deeper retrofit. What do you need, I suppose? And that's why we're here to help that with that. Yeah.
It's worth mentioning as well that the SEAI registered one-stop shops, so they are they're private companies, some of whom only specialise in those energy upgrades and some of whom are general builders, you know, building contractors who will do a whole range of different projects. Mm-hmm. There are now 24 registered one-stop shops and that's increasing all the time. And quite a number of those do offer a much broader range of services. So for those who want to do the renovation job that includes other elements, they can be accommodated within that as well. And I have no doubt that the one-stop shops will sell the benefits of the energy upgrades alongside, you know, as that good long-term investment in your home.
If I buy a home with a very low BER, it needs a load of work, but I don't have the money yet. Can I take out a small green loan, one of these government green loans, do the bare minimum, and then go back again and get a bigger loan when I'm ready to do the work and I've saved up so I can get the loan more than once?
That's a really good point, actually, because there's a point there around sequencing of loans. So, you know, let's say you're a first-time buyer, you've just, you know, maxed out your borrowing capacity, you're at your limit in terms of what you can borrow in terms of the loan-to-value rules. You might go and just move into the house and live there for a couple of years and save up a bit of money and see what needs doing. You know, you can start doing the basic energy upgrades. You can use the home energy upgrade loan scheme to maybe go a little bit deeper or to do a little bit more than you would just from your savings. And actually, having done those savings, not only will you get a better BER, but in some cases, you can actually apply to your mortgage provider and get a better rate on your mortgage. One of these green mortgage rates that are now widely offered throughout throughout the mortgage providers in Ireland. So you get that double whammy. You get the energy savings on your bills, you get a higher property value, but you also get a discount on your mortgage rate. So again, this all feeds into, it makes total financial sense to go and do these energy upgrades, whether it's the small job or the much bigger job. Do it at the rate that suits you and according to your own needs and according to your own repayment capacity, obviously, because these are loans that we're talking about. But whatever you think you can afford to do, go ahead and do it as soon as you can.
That's great, because some people might put it off and say, I don't have the money yet, but they should just get their home to a comfortable temperature and energy efficiency, save money on bills, raise up the BER, and then when they've saved money over the next few years, go and do their big job then. So it's good to know that you can avail of this loan more than once. That's fantastic. So for someone who's completely clueless, they're a first-time buyer, they don't know where to start, what's the first step and where do they go?
Start by looking at the BER rating. So every home that gets, either rented or sold in Ireland has to have a building energy rating certificate. If you don't have that certificate, you can look up the register on the SEAI website and see what the BER certificate says, but also have a really close look at the advisory report that comes with your BER certificate, because that's where all the juicy bits are. It has a list of measures that you can carry out. It's tailored towards your home, and it's from an independent assessor, and it rates the different upgrades by cost, so low, medium, high cost, and the impact, low, medium, high impact. So there's your priority list. You start with the low cost measures that are going to have the biggest impact, and you work your way down to the more expensive measures. If you want some help in that process, you can contact an SEAI registered one-stop shop. They are able to offer all of those different energy upgrades, whichever combination you want, and they can help advise you on a pathway to get you up to that B2 rating. So that's that kind of cost optimal rating for your home. Whether that's over a 10-year period or all the upgrades at once, they will be able to upgrade, or they will be able to offer you some advice and help you along that pathway.
Okay, fantastic. So first step, check your BER. If you don't know it, go on to SEAI.ie and then search one-stop shops and see what they can do for you in terms of home energy upgrades. Okay, and we can also go on to your website, Orla, and find out more and find out what lenders are offering these loans as well.
You can indeed, yeah, and full details of the loan and eligibility criteria. Yeah.
And is there an FAQ section on your website, or is there a chat box that we can ask some questions if people have any more there?
Yeah, of course. So there is FAQ section on the website, but also feel free to send an email in to ourselves if you have a bespoke query, and similarly with the SEAI. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
It might just be worth saying some of the questions that we do get are around, what do I need in order to apply? Mm-hmm. And certainly there's a little bit of confusion we found of people thinking, oh, well, I need to do what's called a home energy assessment, which is a very comprehensive upgrade package, advice and report on your home, which, if you want to get to the B2 rating and you're considering that long-term impact, is great, but there is a cost associated with it. It can be anywhere up from 650 upwards for that report. You don't need that report to apply for the loan. And I think that's a really important point. You do need a BER certificate. And if you don't have a BER certificate, the cost can range from anywhere between 250 to 350 euro. But most people would probably have a BER assessment on their home already.
We've spoken to a lot of homeowners on this podcast. They've had, they've all gone through the one-stop shop service. They've had massive, massive works carried out, and some of them have availed of this loan. But it's important to highlight that this loan is also there for those small individual measures. I know the loan goes from 5,000 to 75,000 euro. So it is great to highlight that, because a lot of people count themselves out when they hear these conversations and say, that doesn't apply to me because I don't have any money. There's no more money coming in, but I might be able to afford 100 euro a month and completely transform my home in terms of bills, coziness and resale value. So it really is a no-brainer. And thanks a million for highlighting all the benefits. Orla and Roisin, thank you so much.
Great to chat. Thank you.